Today's daf is daf mem, and we're holding about a third down the Amud at the two dots towards the end of the line where the Gemara begins. Hanohu b'nei ganana. What are b'nei ganana? Says Rashi, fourth line from the top of the Amud. Says Rashi b'nei ganana koishrei kilois lachasanim fenoisnim shom hados. These people had the job of putting together a kila. A kila is like a chuppah, both a chuppah when one gets married, as well as a canopy over the bridal bed, that was also called a kila. And they used to go and put them together, assemble them, and among the materials that they used, they would put in hadasim, which was considered to be for a good siman. As we know now, Rosh Hashanah, we have simonim tonight in Miat Hashem. So that was also simon tayyid to put in hadasim. Maybe you close the window if you'd be so kind, brother Shai. Menoyis Hashem hadas, and this was a good thing. Anyway, Sigmara tells us, Hano b'nei ganana, these people that were the canopy makers, organizers, arrangers, the gozuluhu asa, they cut hadasim, hadasim like we have in the Arba Minim, beyond the Sheni. Yontif Sheni Shul Goliyos, on the second day of Yontif. Okay, now, the Chasanim were not getting married on Yontif, and they didn't need these Hadassim on Yontif, but rather they needed it for Matzah Yontif. Maybe they were having a Chasan on Matzah Yontif. Is the Orta in the evening, Shorah Lehu Ravina, Ravina was Matir, Lo Yeruchei Beili Alter, to use them and smell them, already right after Yontif, right after Havdalah.
The people who cut it were Jewish?
No, we're talking about Goy.
Okay.
So they were doing a malacha on Yontif, and midrabbonon, a yid is not allowed to have anoah from the malechas Goy, even though the Goy is allowed to do whatever he wants on Yontif. Forget, he should do work on Yontif, because akim sheshavas chayim misa. But nevertheless, if the Goy does a malacha, a yid is not allowed to have anoah from that malacha until after Shabbos or after Yontif is over, and even then, after the zman of what we call Bechtei Shiyasu. Bechtei Shiyasu means so that you didn't have any Hanoah from the Goy's Malacha on Shabbos or on Yontif, you have to wait the period of time for him to have accomplished that Malacha. In this particular case, what's the zman of Bechtei Shiyasu is already a machloikis among the Rishonim. Some say that the zman is the man of cutting the hadasim, that is going into the hadas orchard or field and cutting the hadasim and taking them down, which is a relatively short period of time. Others say no, it also includes the zman of transporting the hadasim here to the town or to the village where it's being given or sold to the Eden, which would obviously take more time.
It would include also the time to wrap and pack and to...
And put a nice yellow ribbon around it and say, Mazel Tov on the Simcha. It could be. But the point is that you have to wait a period of time. Here, however, Ravina didn't wait at all. He said, as soon as Yontif is over, Chavra, take them, smell them, use them, no problem. Amalei Rav Bar Tachlif L'Ravina. Leisa Lehu Mar. The people that live here locally, unfortunately, many of them are ignorant, they are Amaratzim, and if you're going to allow them on Motze Yontif Sheni to go and smell them immediately, they might be Mezalzel, says Rashi, be Yontif Sheni. They'll say, you see, they did the Malochan right after Yontif, we used them, we smelled them, and everything was fine, and it is good. Say, Yontif Sheni, after all, is, as we know, not on the same madriga as Yontif Rishon, it's only a suffix. So maybe we should go and make further restrictions and tell the Olam not to use these hadasim that were cut on Yontif Sheni. Maskul Rav Shammai said, Rav Shammai asked, why are you only complaining about the Einim B'nei Torah? Tell me the Einim B'nei Torah, because you tell me the Amaratzim. Ha B'nei Torah, but if it would be Tami the Chacham, he would say, sure, then you wouldn't have any questions. But B'nei Rechdei Shiyasu, didn't we say a minute ago that anytime you have a Malacha that is done on Shabbos or Yontif, even through Goyim, you're not allowed to have Anah, not only on that day, but also after Shabbos or Yontif are over, Rechdei Shiyasu, the amount of time to do the Malacha. And so therefore, I don't understand, Ravina, that you were Mater Miyad, the altar. And in fact, Ozlu Shailu Lerov, they went and asked Rava, Amalahu, and Rava told them, but in Bechteshiyasu, you do have to in fact wait Bechteshiyasu. Why did Ravina not tell him Bechteshiyasu? Why did he tell him the altar? Because Ravina apparently held that Yom Tov Sheni is for it a little bit more kal than Yom Tov Rishon, because after all, in Eretz Yisrael, there is no Yom Tov Sheni. So, the whole Yom Tov Sheni is in Mitzad Sofik and Mitzad Chumra. And the whole Inyan of Bechtei Shiasu is Drabanan. So Ravina held that this is like a double Drabanan. Drabanan number one, the fact that you're not allowed to have a no from the Akum's actions on Yom Tov. I mean, I tell you that that's okay. He's doing it for himself, and if you want to have a no from him, even if he doesn't for you, but the mice is the goy is doing it, I'm not doing it. And you didn't ask him to do it. So that's Drabbanan number one. And Drabbanan number two, the fact that it's Yom Tov Sheni. So therefore Ravina was makel in all of this. And Rabbah said, no, you can't be makel, because again, the svara of Osil Zalzula beyond Yom Tov Sheni, I want people to realize Yom Tov Sheni is just as holy as Yom Tov Rishon, and therefore you gotta wait for a period of time to start having anor from the melacha of the goy on Yom Tov. Okay, now let's get back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah starts going now into, not into melachas, but into the liturgy. Liturgy means the tefillah, the nusach ha-tefillah. If you go back to Lamed Tes Amid Aleph, right before the end of the Mishnah, going back around 10-12 lines from the bottom of the Amud, you have Reb Doisa ben Hyrcanus, Oimer, who Oiver Lefnei HaTeva, he's giving now instructions to the Baal Tefillah on Rosh Hashanah. Very important to know, because tonight is Rosh Hashanah. Can you imagine? The daf comes out Rosh Hashanah time. Anyway, Oiver Lefnei HaTeva Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah Oimer. As part of the tefillah, one should say, Hachlitzeinu. Hachlitzeinu means Hashem should go and energize us and strengthen us, like we say that this chodesh should be lechilut atzomais, to go and strengthen the bones and to energize us. Hachlitzeinu Hashem alekeinu es yoim roish hachodesh hazeh im hayoim im lemochar. That's what he said on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. And notice he mentioned Rosh Chodesh. Not to the exclusion of Rosh Hashanah, of course not. But we say in addition to whatever he talks about Rosh Hashanah, he also throw in Rosh Chodesh hazeh im hayoim im lemachar. Ulamachar, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, the same Baal Tefillah was davening, hu oimer im hayoim im emesh, if today is Rosh Hashanah or yesterday was Rosh Hashanah. Because after all, there's only one day of Rosh Hashanah, just like you can't have 3 days of Rosh Chodesh, like we told the story yesterday. So, bottom line is, im hayoim lemachar, the first day, im hayoim emesh, the second day, v'layhoidu chacham, the chacham were not moida. In other words, they were not happy with this psak of Rav Doicha ben Hyrcanus. The question is, why were they not happy? And we'll see in the Gemara two possible reasons. Reason number one is because they felt one should not mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, just Rosh Hashanah alone. Why wouldn't one go and say Rosh Chodesh after what's wrong? After all, tonight Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah. So what's so terrible about saying Guten Chodesh, or to say in Shemon Esrei? So, very good question. So Mitch, I'm going to see in the Gemara shortly, the reason is because the Torah refers to Rosh Hashanah as Yoim HaZikaron HaZeh or Yoim Zichron Trua, and also the Gabar Rosh Chodesh is also a pasuk says V'yu Lechem LeZikaron Lefnei Hashem Olekeichem. So therefore, each time the Torah uses the expression Zikaron, both for Rosh Hashanah and for Rosh Chodesh, and therefore when we say in the davening as Yoim HaZikaron HaZeh, we should have in mind, you don't have to have in mind, but the word Zikaron has a double meaning, both Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, you don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh. That's one possible reason why they were not, they weren't happy. But there's another possible reason, and that second reason has to do with the fact that they instilled in the davening this suffix. Is today Rosh Hashanah? Is tomorrow Rosh Hashanah? Was yesterday? Was it tomorrow? Was it today? And the Chacham were not happy about that, because they were worried about the possible zilzul on Yom Tov, when people are starting to say, well, maybe it's not going to Rosh Hashanah thing, maybe it's not going tomorrow. So yeah, I could do a small little malacha, nishka big malacha, small malacha, and tomorrow I'll be from. And the next day he'll say, oh, maybe it was yesterday, etc., etc. So the Chacham were not happy about this, making doubts today, tomorrow. So that's going to be now the Shaila and the Gemara, not directly, but as you'll see, that's how the Gemara is going to develop. Okay, so the Gemara starts off. Amar Rabba. Ki havinan bei Rav Huna. When I was learning in the Besmedish of Rav Huna, he asked us the following question. Mal lahazkir shel Rosh Chodesh b'Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Hashanah. What's the din about in the Shmonesres, in the davening? Should we mention Rosh Chodesh or not? Now, what are the svaras lakan olakan? Number one, kibin the chalukin b'musafin amrina. It would make sense to go and mention Rosh Chodesh separately, besides Rosh Hashanah, because there's a chiluk in the carbon musaf that's brought. And in fact, Rashi brings the pasuk. The pasuk says, if you look at Rashi, 6-7 lines from the top of the yomid, kibin the chalukin b'musafin, says Rashi, shemakriven musafi Rosh Chodesh, u musafi Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, you bring two groups, two sets of karbonos musaf. One because of Rosh Chodesh, and one because of Rosh Hashanah. How do I know? Kidachsiv. Because in Parashas Pinchas, where we lain all of the Musafin, where we lain about the Rosh Hashanah Musaf, it says, Melvad Oiles HaChodesh B'Chodshai, besides the Oiles HaChodesh. In other words, in addition to the Oiles that I'm bringing for Rosh Chodesh, I'm also bringing for Rosh Hashanah. Ah, so the Torah itself distinguish between Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. So maybe we should mention that in our Musaf Shemon Esrei. Oy Dilma Zikaron Echad Oy Lekan Olekan. Or maybe the word Zikaron, you could be Yoitza both. And that's what we were talking about before. If you look at the next Rashi, that it says in the Pasuk. Okay, first Rashi says, Amrina betfila nami es yoim Rosh Chodesh ezeh, v'yes yoim azikaron ezeh. Perhaps in Shemon Esrei we should go and say Yom Rosh Chodesh and Yom HaZikaron. Just like when it's Shabbos, we say Yom HaShabbos is a the Yom HaZikaron.
Shouldn't we say Yom HaZikaron then we say Rosh Chodesh? Why should we say Rosh Chodesh first?
Number one, you could say Rashi means Lav Dafka. Either Lav Dafka, or like you just heard from Barry, because Tod B'Shei Tod L'Dekodim, which means, how many Rosh Chodesh do you have a year?
12.
How many? Sometimes you have 13.
Yes.
But every year you got 12. How many? And sometimes in 2 days. Good. How many Rosh Hashanahs do you have?
Four.
Okay. But how many times do you go and say Tvila Rosh Hashanah? Okay, one. Fine. I'm glad everybody's jolly. So that is the Gabi on the Tzad that you do say it. But the next Rashi, Zikaron Echad. Es Yoim HaZikaron Azed Rachmon Akariye Zikaron Dechsev Yoim Zichron Trua Mikra Koydish. The Torah goes and refers to Rosh Hashanah as Yoim Zichron Trua. But Rosh Chodesh Namiksev V'hoyu Lechem LeZikaron. There it doesn't say expressly that it's Yoim Zikaron, but in the Magis it says that this Rosh Chodesh will be LeZikaron. So when you use the term Yoim Zikaron in davening, you can be Yotzeit both. And that's the Gemara Shaila. Should we mention Rosh Chodesh separately, or are we going to be Yotze with the word Zikaron? So Karen Echad, Oy Lekan Lekan. Omalon! So now this was the Shaila that was posed by Rabba in the... No, I'm sorry. This is the Shaila that was posed by Rav Huna in his Besmedesh. Omalon! So now Rav Huna told us to Nisua. Let's go and see in our Mishnah. What does it say in the Mishnah? Rav Dogi Sa'im, Oy Lav Ne'at Teiva. And he said Rosh Chodesh. And he said also Im Hayoim, Im Lamachar, Im Hayoim, Im Liemesh. And loy hoydu loy chacham. Freiti Yomara, why were the chachamim not happy? There's no question that Rav Doisa did say Rosh Chodesh. It says in Befeish the Mishnah. Hachli Tzeinu, Kodesh Baruch Hashem Aleinu, Alekeinu Es Yoyimra Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. So he certainly said it. So this Shaila is not a Liba to Rav Doisa. Shaila is a Liba to Chacham, to us. Do we say or do not say Rosh Chodesh? Now, since we see in the Mishnah Lehoid Lechachamim, my love Lahaskir, presumably the reason why they were not happy and they made a very silent protest to Rav Doisa, don't say what you just said, probably because they felt you don't have to be Maskir Rosh Chodesh. They felt that the word Zikaron covers both. So you can bring a raya from this that we should not say Rosh Chodesh separately in Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. Everything more loy lahasnois. What they were upset about was lahasnois, meaning they were okay with saying Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, you could say Rosh Chodesh 100 times. That doesn't bother us. What does bother us is this lahasnois. Lahasnois is like making a tanai, like we had yesterday that you make masna ala kolkola. What's it tonight? If they have to Rosh Hashanah, it's Rosh Hashanah today, but not tomorrow. The next day he says, if Rishon is today, but not yesterday. This kind of wavering in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and saying, maybe yes, maybe not, maybe yes, maybe tomorrow, maybe yesterday, that they weren't happy with.
So what's the word masna mean?
Master means like to make it tonight. Tonight means like to condition. I condition my tefillahs, I stipulate by saying Kodesh Baruch Hu, when I call you and I tell you today is Rish Chodesh, I don't mean 100%. Because maybe it's today, maybe it's tomorrow. And the next
today,
day,
then I'm good.
Right. Exactly.
Tomorrow, I'm good then.
Exactly. So, and hopefully you're good at all times. But the point is, that's the reason why they were not happy, because of this conditional stipulation, as opposed to the question of being masked. The masked, they had no problem with. How can I understand? But I'll bring you a raya that that's the real, real pshat. Meaning that one should say Rish Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah in the davening. And they were only upset about the Hasnois. How do I know? But in a Braisa, we had every Rish Chodesh, he used to say the same Tefillah. And the second day, if there were 2 days Rish Chodesh, in Esmoil and Emesh, so he used to do that every single Rish Chodesh. We're not masking. So now, why weren't they masking? If you're going to tell me because of this stipulated condition that they say, well, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe tomorrow, maybe yesterday. That's why they weren't happy. The Haskir doesn't apply to the Indian of Rish Chodesh. In other words, they certainly didn't say neither Reb Doise nor the Chachamim said in their Shemoneh Esrei on Rish Chodesh Yoyim HaZikaron Hazeh. They didn't say that. When did they say it? They said in Rosh Hashanah. Ah, so in Rosh Hashanah, then you can go and declare whether Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Zikaron, includes both Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. And therefore we had a shaila, what does it mean in our Mishnah Lehoiduloi? Was it about the fact that this Lahasnois, this stipulated condition, or is the Kavanah that they were upset that they're talking about Rosh Chodesh? But certainly that wouldn't apply to Kol Hashanah Kula, because every Rosh Chodesh, of course, is a double portion that we say as Yom Rosh Chodesh is. That wouldn't be Lehoiduloi. The Lamai must be Lahasnois. It's crystal clear that both in our Mishnah and in the Braisa, both by Rosh Hashanah and by Rosh Chodesh, they weren't happy with this conditional business about if today, if tomorrow, if yesterday. They didn't like that. So, if that's the case, Lomli the Flugi Betarti, if both of them were based, the Machloikis is based on the same principle, why do we have to repeat ourselves twice? It's exactly the same thing. Says Imar Tzricha, no, I need a boat. Tiyashmin Rosh Hashanah, if we would only have our Mishnah of yesterday, have a minute Bahak Ami Rabbanan. That's why the Rabbanan are upset. You know why they're upset? That they were saying, they were afraid that the oil is going to be Mezalzel. Mezalzel means they're going to denigrate the Kedushas Yantiv, because they'll say, you heard the Baal Tefillah? The Baal Tefillah said, maybe today and maybe tomorrow. So really, today is only a 50-50 chance. You know, I'm a better, I go to Las Vegas, I bet on the stock market, I'm willing to bet 50-50, that's a pretty good chance. So, I'm willing to do a Malacha today, and after all, God Almighty is very, very mechaper, he's compassionate, he's very understanding, he's merciful. If I did some Aveda today, it's a double suffix. Number one, maybe today's not Yom Tov at all, maybe just a regular day. And number two, even if it happens to be Yom Tov, it's a small, small malacha. It's a great malacha. And number three, because Baruch Hu is so compassionate, everything will be fine. So I would think that's only talking about Rosh Hashanah. But Rosh Chodesh, Shukla Hashanah Kula, ain't more than Leila Rabdoisa. Because after all, says Rashi, there's no Isra malacha on Rosh Chodesh. Have people go to the work and people do all the malachas.
Has that historically always been true?
That's always been true. Rosh Chodesh never been this
really? Malacha. Really?
By women, there is a minhag. Women that they don't have lacha. Yeah, but by men, there's no I don't remember offhand, but it probably has to do with one of
them. Any Rosh Chodesh or
all Rosh Chodesh?
All Rosh Chodesh is.
They don't sew, they don't.
Yeah, and I don't think it's the whole day, it's just a period of time. Anyway, if you need to know, Mitchell will get back to you. But you don't need to know that for Rosh Hashanah. Even though it's Rosh Chodesh also, because then I can do malach. But anyway, getting back to arguing. For men, for sure, there is no Issa malach on Rosh Chodesh. So there's not. You don't have to worry that they're going to be mezalz on Rosh Chodesh. Worst comes to worst, they say, we didn't have to have both Nigunim and Halu. We can only have done one, because after all, maybe tomorrow we should have said Halu, not today. That's the worst that could happen. But we're not talking about any Issa malach. So I would think that they would agree to Reb Doisa if he wants to say in the Tefillah, Hayoim Oylamacha, okay, Nishkefelech, okay, so, big deal. Vietma Baha, if it would only say Taka by Rish Chodesh, Baha Kam Reb Doisa, that's why Reb Doisa was so makel, and he said in the davening, Im Hayoim Im Lamacha. Abhach, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, Eim Oylul Rabbanan, Chas Shalom, I'm not going to go and put any doubts into people's minds that today is Rosh Hashanah. Avad is Rosh Hashanah today and tomorrow. Tzricha, that's why you have to both machloikis in both by Rosh Hashanah and by regular Rosh Chodesh.
It's interesting because the Alviyavo is a Zikaron.
Yeah.
And you say, you know, so we say Zikaron on Rosh Chodesh every Alviyavo.
We don't say the word Zikaron.
We say Zikaron, right?
You're talking about in the Alaviyah, right?
Yeah, the word Zichron is there a lot.
100%.
But we exclusively say Zichron for Rosh Hashanah, but
right.
But Zichron, it's kind of like, you know, below the radar there, Zichron.
Thank you.
The holiday was given as an award to women in Israel because they refused to surrender the jewelry for the creation of the Egel Zahav. And because of the righteous, the women were exonerated from working on Rosh Chodesh.
Shkoyah?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Mm. So, Neil, do you hear that?
Yes.
Good.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Anyway, so you thank you. Anyway, getting back to Yalav Yovei. And Yalav Yovei, we're saying at Kodesh Baruch Hu, today would be an auspicious day that you should remember us, and you should remember our Ovois, you should remember Mashiach, you should remember Yerushalayim, you should remember Kol Amcha Beis Yisrael. For what purposes? That today should be a day, Kodesh Baruch Hu, that you should pour out your chesed, your mercy, your compassion, and your peace and life, etc., on this Rosh Chodesh for all of Christ. So all of that is a very, very beautiful tefillah. But nowhere does it say that Rosh Chodesh is called the Day of Remembrance. Rather, we ask Kodesh Baruch Hu, don't forget us and remember all of these wonderful things that we just enumerated. So the title of Yom Zikaron is not given to
exclusively Rosh Hashanah, but I'm saying is that Rosh Chodesh has it sort of through the side door.
Yes, that is correct. So if anything, you're strengthening the Gemara's resolve and the Gemara, and that half of the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says, Zikaron Echel, Oy Lekan O Lekan, since in fact it's a day of trying to be Malas Zechroides before Hashem, so let the word Zikaron go and be Moitzi both Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. And so far the Gemara says, I agree that you do not need to mention Rosh Chodesh because the Yom Zikaron already includes Rosh Chodesh in it. So why were the rabbis upset with Reb Doiseh both in the Mishnah and in the Braisa? Not because he said Rosh Chodesh, I'm sorry, not because he said Rosh Chodesh, they were upset because of the Hasnais, because they kept on going and saying maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe tomorrow, maybe today. But they were okay with the Rosh Chodesh. But Lamaisa, says the Gemara from before, the reason why they were upset was on the Hasnais, but on the Haskir they were okay. They were okay with mentioning Rosh Chodesh in the Shemoneh Esrei. No problem. They were only upset at Reb Doiseh because of the Lahasnais. The Haskir is okay. So in other words, it's appropriate to go and mention Rosh Chodesh in Shemoneh Esrei. If that's the case, for Gemara Meisvei, Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yoyis B'Shabbos, tonight, Rabbi said, in another few hours, this is a Negei of Halacha, Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yoyis B'Shabbos. B'Shami Omer Mispal Eser U'Bisul Omer Mispal Tesha. We're talking about Musa Shemoneh Esrei. As you all know, on a regular Yontif, we daven seven brochos in the Musa Shemoneh Esrei. First three brachos are always one unit. Last three brachos, and in the middle you have Mekadosh Yisrael Vazman. On a regular Rosh Chodesh, Mekadosh Yisrael V'Rosh Chodeshim. On a Shabbos, Mekadosh Shabbos. Normally you have these seven. On Rosh Hashanah we have nine. The reason is because that middle bracha is replaced with three brachos: Malchius, Zechroinois, and Shofaris. So that's a regular Rosh Hashanah, nine brachas in the Musa Shemoneh Esrei. The question is, what happens if Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yoyis B'Shabbos? Where am I going to mention Shabbos? B'Shamay says, you're absolutely right. Add one more bracha. Don't just have nine brachas, make 10 brachas. B'Shalom and Mispal Teisha. No, nine is enough. And we're going to go and throw in Shabbos together in the first bracha Malchius, where you're talking about the Yontif, and you're going to go on Shabbos the Yontif together. Yom HaShabbos is there, Yom HaZikaron is there. You're going to finish off Mekadosh Yisrael, the Kadosh HaShabbos, the Yisrael, the Yom HaZikaron. So in other words, we're going to go and throw in the Shabbos in that bracha. So according to Beis Shammai, you have to have 10. According to Beis Hillel, you have to have 9. Why? Because Beis Shammai says there's no such thing as throw-ins being kolel. You have to have a separate bracha. If that's the case, if you just got finished saying that everybody agrees that it's okay what Reb Doisa said to go and include Rosh Chodesh, then Isa Beishamai Achas Esru Boile. Why wouldn't Beishamai say, let's make 11 brachas, a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh? Since Beishamai doesn't say that, it sounds like Beishamai holds, like the other tzad of the Iboye, that the word Zikaron is multifunctional, multi-definitional. It includes both Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. But you just got finished saying, no, no. Everybody was happy with Rav Doisa saying Rosh Chodesh. They were just upset about Lehasnoi. Ever the Gemara Omer of Zeta, Shani Rosh Chodesh, Mitoch Shekoilel, Leshachris, V'Ardis, Koil Nami V'Musafin. What does this all mean? This is a long Rashi over here, but B'Kitzur, what Rashi says is, that whenever we have Rosh Chodesh on during the week, or we have Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, and now Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, notice, put aside Musaf just for a moment. Let's talk about Arvis, Friday night, or for that matter, Shachris, Shabbos morning, or Mincha, Shabbos afternoon. It's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Do we at any point in any of those three Shmon Esrei say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Roshei Chadoshim? And the answer is no. The only mention that we make of Rosh Chodesh is in Ritzei, which is just like we do it during the week. That if Rosh Chodesh falls out during the week, we put in Ritzei, we add the Yala V'Yovoi, Yala V'Yovoi, Agia V'Yerah, Rosh Chodesh is all beautiful. But neither during the week, nor even on Shabbos, nor on Yom Tov, do we have, of course we're not going to mention Rosh Chodesh on Yom Tov except for Rosh Hashanah, but never do we go and mention Rosh Chodesh separately other than the insert, the filling, if you will, of Yalav Yom Tov.
Rosh Chodesh does not fall on Yom Tov, only on Rosh Hashanah?
Rosh Chodesh can never fall out on Pesach, never can fall out on Sukkot, and never can it fall out on Shavuos. Why can't it fall out on those three?
Because Yom Tov can come out on a day that's during the month.
Exactly. So it's not because you have anything against it.
Why can't fall out on the first of Shabbat, though? The trees. So if the trees had a bracha.
Okay. If the trees are saying brachas, yes, then they would have. Okay. Very good. Fine. Beautiful. But so you're okay. Good. But I told you about Pesach falling out on Yom Tov, right? That you heard, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Always falls out.
What are you?
No. Pesach always falls out on Yom Tov.
Fell on Sukkot.
Right, exactly. Yeah. We told the story, Rabbi Krohn told the story about himself. He says that he was very angry at the time, but he repeats the story again and again. Rabbi Krohn, the famous Moel, the famous Magid, his Pesach first name is Rabbi Pesach Krohn. And unfortunately, several years ago, he was in Eretz Yisrael, and he fell down during Yom Tov on Sukkot. He fell on the ground, and he did a very bad job on his leg. So bad that they had medevacs that went and got him back to America. I don't know if it was on Yom Tov or on Chol HaMoed. Special flight getting back to America to have the surgery done here on his leg. Anyway, when he was recuperating here in the hospital, then one of his friends, so-called friends, came and visited him and tried to cheer him up. And he said, this is the first time in history that Pesach fell on Sukkot. He was not happy with that joke, but nevertheless, he repeats it. He says, at that time, you could have given that person a punch in the
nose. Very good joke.
Never gets old.
Sorry?
It never gets old.
Never gets old. Isn't that a good story? He loves it.
You've heard it before?
Yeah, we've said it before. You see, David remembers. Anyway, it's Yom HaZikaron, you got to remember. Good. So let's get back to Agmar. So, Rosh Chodesh, Pesach can fall on Sukkot. But Rosh Chodesh can never fall out on the three other Yom Tovim for the reasons given. Shkoyach Uri for the assist.
I'm sorry, what was...
But the reason why Rosh Chodesh doesn't fall out on Pesach, most times Pesach falls out on the 15th.
No, yeah,
okay.
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah.
Well, why can't Rosh Hashanah? Which days of the week can't Rosh Hashanah come out?
Le Adu Rosh. Okay, but that's not what we're referring to. Now we're referring to Rosh Chodesh. And we're saying that Rosh Chodesh, if Rosh Chodesh falls out during the week on Shachris, at Shachris, Mincha, and Marib, we do not add any bracha. We add the insert of Yalav V'Yavai. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, we don't add, again, Shachris, Mincha, Marib. We don't add any bracha. We just add Yalav V'Yavai. L'choyde, it might have been appropriate to say Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Rosh HaChadoshim, but we do not say that by Shachris, Mincha, and Marv. The only time that we go and throw in Rosh Chodesh and we make Atzimus about it is in the Musaf. Aha. Says Reb Zeta, Shani Rosh Chodesh V'Tosh HaKoyul L'Shachris V'Arvis, since by Shachas Ve'arvis and parenthetically Mincha, where Kolel, meaning that we do not add a special bracha, but rather we just add the insert of the Aleph Yavet, is Kolel Nam Musafim. If Rish Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, so then instead of adding an additional blessing in the Musaf Shmoneh Esrei, we of course say Ati Yetzarta as opposed to Tikanta Shabbos, as we're all familiar. And we in fact finish off Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos for Rosh Chodeshim. Kadosh Shabbos V'Yisov Rosh Chodeshim. Thank you very much. All of that is true. But we don't make an additional bracha in that Musaf. We don't have a separate bracha Mekadosh Shabbos and a separate bracha Mekadosh Yisrov Rosh Chodeshim. We don't have that. We are coiled it together as one. Same thing therefore on Rosh Hashanah. We don't make a separate bracha according to Beis Shammai. So even though Beis Shammai is in the line of making special brachas, so that's why in Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos, like tonight and like tomorrow, according to Beis Shammai, you would add one more bracha, 10 brachas instead of 9. But because of Rish Chodesh, we don't add a bracha, because we never add an additional bracha because of Rish Chodesh. For instance, if Rish Chodesh falls down on Shabbos, which is tonight, and tomorrow is also Rish Chodesh, falls down on Shabbos, Rish Chodesh of Tishrei. Anyway, we don't make a special bracha, we're only kolel it together. That's why Beis Shammai doesn't add a bracha. Is that true that Beis Shammai says you just slip it in without adding a new bracha? But then we have in the Brisa, Rish Chodesh Shecholiyos B'Shabbos. Beis Shammai Omrim, this is a regular Rish Chodesh Shabbos, right? Not tomorrow. Regular Rish Chodesh Shabbos. What's it in then? Beis Shammai Omrim Mispal Shmoina. Yitaka, do make a separate bracha in Shmon Esrei. 8 brachas. The 3 at the beginning, 3 at the end, and 1 Mekadosh Shabbos, and 1 Mekadosh Yisrael Rosh Chodesh. Separate brachas. Like we do. So, that you do 8, it would make sense now on Rosh Hashanah to go and do 11. So, Timur Akash is Taka Shver. In other words, that Hezber that we tried to give until now was a Shver Hezber. There's no stira. When the Gemara says kasha, the Gemara doesn't mean a stira, Beishamah and Beishamah. Why did Beishamah over here say 10, and over here he says 8? It's very simple. Because here on the Amid Al, we're talking about Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yoyz B'Shabbos. It only says 10. Here we're talking about Rosh Chodesh Shechol Yoyz B'Shabbos, therefore he says 8. So he's adding one more because of Rosh Chodesh. So why didn't he add one more on Rosh Hashanah as well, one for Rosh Chodesh? The answer is because Beis Shammai holds that Yom HaZikaron is Ola Lekan Ulekan. It's both for Rosh Hashanah and for Rosh Chodesh, and that's why you have 10. The Gemara before said that maybe we should hold like Rav Doisa and we should say Rosh Chodesh independently. On that is the Kasha. The Kasha over here is not a stira Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai is fine. When it's Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, since there is no magic word Yom HaZikaron and a regular Rosh Chodesh, you make 8 brachas on Rosh Hashanah Shecholiyos B'Shabbos that the Gemara wanted to say until now, that the Yom Hazik, that we should mention Rosh Chodesh separately, just like Reb Doisa did in our Mishnah, Hachli Tzayin B'Yom Rosh Chodesh, and the Chum were Moida, they only were upset about the Lahasnois, but as far as being masked, you shouldn't say, yes, say Rosh Chodesh, say Rosh Chodesh. If that's the case, Beis Shammai should have said 11 to have another one for Rosh Chodesh. So that is Taka Shver, that original Pshat is Shver, and therefore the Gemara concludes that Yom HaZikaron is Oil Lekan Ulekan, and that's why even Beis Shammai, when it comes Rish Chodesh Rosh Hashanah, on Shabbos you only have 10, because the Yom HaZikaron will be Oil Lekan for both. So this word Kasha, the Gemara itself, is a little bit extraordinary. Normally Kasha means I have a stira and have no answer. It's not as bad as Tiyofta, it's a Kasha. But here it's not really a Kasha. It's really what the Gemara should go and say. Oh, it's a clear raya from here that Yom HaZikaron Ulekan Ulekan, because I see the Beis Shammai says over here 8. And on the Yom Aleph he says only 10, he doesn't say 11. Is the Chasim in Yom HaZikaron? Shema Mina, that's the dinner. That's how Rashi learned Pshat in the Gemara. If you look down to Kasha, about 2/3 down the Amid. Ushma mina, kimi de bishar shabos is kabo veishamei bracha l'Rosh Chodesh. Ubrashana loy ba'u. What's the reason why? It's not a stir veishamei bishar. No, the time mishnah is a kind of shana. Loy, because it has both connotations. Ushma mina filu mechalei vadkuri namu lebinan. You don't even have to mention it separately. You don't have to make a separate bracha. You don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh because the word Yom HaZikaron is oil lekan ulekan. And in fact, throughout the entire Musa Shmoneh Esrei. We only mention it just one time that we say Musve, but otherwise we don't say anything more, nothing directly referring to Shchaish. Okay, now back to the Gemara. V'koyl atzmoy tanoi. This inyan that you just said at the top of the Omid, Reb Zeira said it's a double poshet, Rish Chodesh, you're kolel the inyan of Rish Chodesh in the Shmoneh Esrei, and you don't make a separate bracha. Not during the week, and not on Shabbos. You don't say Mekadosh Shabbos v'Yisrael by the Rosh Chodoshim. You just throw in Yalav V'Yomi. Says the Gemara, that in itself is a machlokes. The Koyl Atzmoi Tanoi, he desan you in the Braisa. Shabbos Shechol Liyois Rosh Chodesh, Oy B'Choy L'Shol Moyed. First the Braisa says, like we do. What do we do? Ar B'Shachos Mincha Mespal Kedar Koy Sheva. Your regular Shmoneh, it's Shabbos. Regular Shabbos Shmoneh means that special occasion today that it's Rosh Chodesh or that it's Chol HaMoed. We mentioned Bavoida. Bavoida means in Ritzei, and there, because we say Hashem Yikenu, Bavoida is Yisrael HaMecha, Bavoida. So we throw in the Ritzei of Shmoneh, we put in Yalav Yom. Reb Lezer Oyim Baida, that we put it into Moedim. Where would you put into Moedim? Just like we put in the Alanisim, that's where Reb Lezer holds you would insert the Yalav Yavin. Vimlo Yomar, if he didn't say it, Machsinos, you have to go and repeat it. That's not totally Lahalocha, because Halocha Lamaisa, if it's Mariv, we don't repeat the Shmoneh Esrei if you forgot to say Yalav Yavin on Rosh Chodesh. Chol HaMoed you do. But if it's Rosh Chodesh, Mariv, you don't have to, because Ein Mekadosh Chodesh B'Leil. Okay, anyway. But now the continuing on, Musafin, if it's Musaf, Masr Bishul Shabbos, and Messiah Bishul Shabbos, the Oyim Kedusha Zayoyim Be'emtza. If it's Shabbos Rish Chodesh, so then you start off talking about Shabbos, you end off talking about Shabbos, and you throw in Kedusha Zayoyim Be'emtza, meaning that you'll go and mention the yes, besides the Musaf HaShabbos is there, you're going to mention that before Rish Chodesh you bring the various Karbonis for Rish Chodesh. You throw it there into the middle. But let's go back to Shachris. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel Benoy, Shabreichim and Breika, we had that period already yesterday. Oymen, Kol Mokim Shezokok L'Sheva. Any time that you have seven brachis in Shmoneh Esrei, which means not only Musaf, but also Shachris, Mincha, Marev on Shabbos, Shezokok L'Sheva, you do seven brachis.
And also
I'm not upset with that. Just that we're talking about Shabbos Shachol Yes, but Rosh Chodesh talking about Shabbos. But you're right. It's called Mokim Shizokuk V'Sheva Maslo Bishol Shabbos Umesayim Bishol Shabbos Moim Mikdush Zayoyim Be'emtza, meaning not like the first two Mandi Yomrim that says that you throw in the Yalav V'Yovi in Ritzei like we do, or in Temoidim as if it were Chanukah or Purim that you like Halanisim put in Yalav V'Yovi. No. In the middle bracha. Like, for instance, on a Friday night, you go and say, Ata Kidashta, or you say in the morning, Yismach Moshe, or Ata Echa V'Shimcha Echa by Mincha. There in the middle, go and say, and yes, Yoim Rosh HaChodesh is there, and speak a little bit about Rosh HaChodesh. Obviously, that is not Arminic. And that's why the Gemara said that Kolel Atzmoy, that you say, that you're Kolel, the Inyan of Rosh HaChodesh, by inserting it in the Yalav Yavoy, like we do on a daily basis, and we're doing when Rosh HaChodesh falls out during the week. That's a machloikis, because in fact the Tanakama and Reb Lezer maskim, it's just an insert in your regular Shmoneh Esrei in the Ritzei or in Moedim. But Reb Shimon Gamliel, say no, you make a special tefillah in the middle of the middle bracha. So it's not in the Ritzei, but it's the middle bracha, bracha number four, that you're saying Shabbos, and you ought to throw in the Inyan of Rosh Chodesh there. My Haviyah, let's get back to the original question that we started off with, and that is, do you say or do you not say Rosh Chodesh expressly Rosh Hashanah in the davening? Amar Reb Chizkiya, Zikaron Echad, Oyloy Lekan, Olekan. When you say the word Yom Zikaron, you yoytze both. V'chein Amar Rabba, Zikaron Echad, Oyloy Lekan, Olekan. You mention
that finishes the discussion.
That finishes the discussion, exactly. But remember the discussion. Have a Zikaron when you're saying Yom Zikaron. Oh, it's like Rosh Chodesh. Good. V'yomar Rabba. Now, Rabbi is telling us, weiter. We started off when Rabbi was in Rav Huna's yeshiva. He asked us this shayla mal haskish Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, we get on to other related inyanim. Should we say shechiyanu on Rosh Hashanah? Should we say shechiyanu on Yom Kippur? What's the shayla? So the Marquis of the Mizman, Lizman, Osi, Amrinan. Very simple. What means Shechiyonu? Shechiyonu means Lazman Hazeh. This is a special time that only happens once a year. Rosh Hashanah only happens once a year. Not the standing barrier that says it only happens four times a year. But Rosh Hashanah in the davening and the what we call Rosh Hashanah is once a year. 2 days, once a year. Only Yom Kippur is also once a year. So therefore, Zman Levan Kamos. We should say, just like we say by the Shalosh Regalim. Also, say Shechiyonu. Since it's not called Regalim, Lo Yamrinan. So what does it have to do with the fact that you're called Regalim, Nish called Regalim? It's Mizman Lazar. Zog the Mefarshim. The Gemara doesn't really mean to lay Ikra Regalim. What it means to say is that we don't have that same degree of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur as we have on the Shalosh Regalim. Not to say that we don't have Simcha at all, because it says that a person, when he comes home on Rosh Hashanah from davening, he should go and she should be happy with the confidence that the Kodesh Baruch Hu listened to our tefillahs and hopefully gave us a kapara, and that's why we wear big the Shabbos. Nobody goes around with torn clothing or wearing sneakers on Rosh Hashanah or jeans or whatever. It's supposed to be with Simcha. But that Simcha also says, afterwards, Utsi Yom Hadin. So it's not a frivolous type of Simcha, it's a very serious Simcha. Like it says in the Pasuk, Iddu is Hashem b'simcha, v'gilu b'ra'oda. Yes, you should have a simcha, a gila, but b'ra'oda with a trepidation, with trembling. So therefore,
but we don't say al chait on Rosh Hashanah.
We do not say al chait Rosh Hashanah. And if you did, then you did a chait, and you have done that yesterday. Then you clap one more on Yom Kippur for clapping al chait Rosh Hashanah. Anyway, since it's not called regalim, so it doesn't have that same degree of a samachta b'chagecha. Maybe we don't say shachiyana. So do you want to have a biyodei? There was no answer. Kiasoi Beir Rav Yehuda, when he came to Rav Yehuda's yeshiva, Omar, Rav Yehuda said, Ano akara chadata nami aminazman. You're asking me about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Even if I get a new gourd, a new pumpkin, even then, if I didn't eat one for the last year, it's from the new crop, I go make a shachiyano. So if I can make a shachiyano on that, I certainly heard I should make a shachiyano on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Omar Lacey answered, Rishus loikomi boyali. I'm not asking you a din of Rishus. In other words, that you eat and make a bracha shachiyonu on new fruit is not an absolute obligation. If you did it, gizintayit, it's a wonderful thing. You're expressing your thanks to Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm not asking for voluntary. I'm talking about obligatory. Is there a choyva to say in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? In other words, apparently he was saying, granted, if you want to say Rosh Hashanah, you want to say shachiyonu on those two, I wouldn't have a problem. It wouldn't be any worse than eating a new gourd. However, I want to know, is there an obligation? Rabbi Shmuel Taka say, you only say Shechianu on the three Yom Tovim, but not Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Pray to my Maestri. I have a Pasik, Ten Chedek Lishimba, Vegam Lishmoino. Where is this Pasik? It's on the left-hand column. It's also in Kehelas. Tenchevik l'shiva v'chgam l'shmoina k'loy seyda ma'yia ro al oretz. It's right under the Masoret Shas. You don't have the Yogamar. I'm sorry, I have my Yogamar. What can I do? Anyway, it's a pasuk in Kehelas. So, what do I learn from this Tenchevik l'shiva gam l'shmoina? The Gemara has a couple of pshatim. Pshat number one. Rav Leza oyim shiva eli zayin yimei breishes shmoina eli yiches yimei mila. What means is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, or actually Shlomo Melech in Kehelas, is telling Klal Yisrael, give to a Kodesh Baruch Hu a chelik in seven, give to a Kodesh Baruch Hu a chelik in eight. What does that mean? That of the 7 days of the normal work week, give a Kodesh Baruch Hu 1 day that it should be kulei Kodesh for Hashem, and of course that's Shabbos. That's the chelik, one chelik for Shabbos. What's a chelik? If you have a brand new baby, on the 8th day, give a chelik to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, make a bris. Like a Kodesh Baruch Hu has given us that mitzvah in the Torah. Okay, that's beautiful. Nothing to do with us, but that's one drasha. Rabbi Yeshua, Aimer, no. Shiva Elu Shiva Yimei Pesach. Let's talk about the 7 days of Yom Tov Pesach, which of course in Minat Torah is 7 days. In Eretz Yisrael, it's 7 days. Shmoina Elu Shmoina Yimei Echad, because you have Shmini Atzeres, it's 8 days. We do 9, but in Eretz Yisrael, only 8 days. So that says, therefore, 10 Chedek to Shiva, that means Pesach. Ten chedek shmoina means chag. Ukshu oime and says vegam lishmoina. Vegam comes to be marbe. Ukshu oime vegam lerabbis atzeres, which is shvuz. Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippur. Now the question is, what is that chelik that I'm giving Pesach and Sukkis and Atzeres Hashanah Yom Kippur, my love, probably it means Lizman, that this is special about all five of those Yom Titan, Ten Chelik, that you thank your Kodesh Baruch Hu each time, Shechiyonah, Vikimana, Vikiyonah, Lizman, Azeb. That's all we have in mind. Is the Haraya that we do say Shechiyonah, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur.
Why does it call out Pesach, it calls out Sukkis, and then it lumps Shavuos together with Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, even though we just said that there's a difference between a regalim and a not.
Yeah, what you're asking is an excellent question. I don't have an answer. But the Gemara says, my love is man, so tomorrow, Lord, it means lebracha. Now, what means a bracha? Of course, everybody makes a bracha every day of the week. No, it means a special bracha. It says Rashi that you say on every day, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael, Lihazmanim. Or, of course, in the case of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you would say the Emetzi Koran. Yeah, about it, but with that's the Indian, that it's a special bracha. That's the Ten Chayv Yeshiva, Tekam Vishmoina, special bracha, Mekadesh Yisrael, Vazman. Ah, okay, Freyti Gemara, or Zokti Gemara. How can I miss that? I'll bring you a right, that's the right pshat. Why? The isokadaita chalizman. If you're going to go and tell me like you thought initially, that ten chedek b'shiva gam l'shmoyna means to say shechiyonu zman koshiva mi'ika, doesn't make sense to go and say when we said before the first pshat ten chedek b'shiva one day Shabbos, ten chedek b'shmoyna one bris milah on day 8. That makes sense. But if you can tell me l'zman, what does it mean ten chedek b'shiva 7 days of Pesach, 8 days of Sukkis and Shmini Atzeres. I'm going to go and say Zman. You only say Zman one time. Okay, Sukkis 2 times, Shmini Atzeres. But you don't say it every day. So what's this Chelik Shemesh Shmoyna? So to Mahalei Kasha, doesn't this just a Gifelech? What it means to say is Diloy Mavorech Inna Mavorech Lamachol Yom Ochra. If you didn't go and say the Bracha today, meaning if you didn't say Shechiyonu on day number 1, you can go and say on the 2nd day, and on the 3rd day, and on the 4th day. Of course, this is not a really practical issue for most of us, because today everybody has gone to numerous. They always put it away. They close it. They shouldn't make it. I didn't bring it, but they put it away after.
I have a feeling. Like
yeah. So no, they put. Anyway,
Mavorach Lamach. I'm not Torah.
He's not so happy. Okay. Anyway, Mavorach. Most of us have gone to at least 100 bar mitzvahs and 100 chasanas, and we've either taken the bench lech, or now we don't bother taking anymore because we have so many at home.
No room.
No room, exactly. So when we make kiddush, we all read it from the bench, or if we don't have a bench, we look in our sidurim or in our machsa. So years ago, it was a problem because ein machsa lireyev. A lot of different people didn't have machsayim. Ein machsa lireyev. But today, everybody has machsayim, and everybody has has a bench lech. Everybody has a nusach. Is that a problem?
Said rape on the master.
Yes, exactly. But years ago, when people recited benching by heart and they didn't have a machzor and they didn't have a bencher, etc., you could have forgotten Shechiyon. And if you forgot Shechiyon on day 1 and on day 2, says the Gemara, you can go and say it every day of the 7 days of Pesach and every day of the 8 days of Sukkis and Kodesh Shmini Atzeres. So Gemara, 1 second. How can you do that? After all, you can't just go and make Shechiyonu just stamazoi. You got to do it all the kois like we do by Kiddush. So Ibazoi, people don't have koises throughout the rest of the week. In other words, the Gemara is assuming that most people didn't drink wine on a regular basis other than on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. So therefore, how are they going to go and say Shechiyonu for the full 7 or 8 days? Says the Gemara, let's go and say, let's go to Rav Nachman, the Rav Nachman. Siman Oim Rafael Bishuk. Rav Nachman said that you can be Yoitze Shechiyonu, even if you forgot it, let's say, at night, and then the next morning you're going to davening and you greet your fellow Jew. Ah, get yom tov. He says, by the way, I almost forgot Shechiyonu last night at Kiddush. Did you remember? Oi, it's good that you reminded me, I forgot. What should I do? Rav Nachman says, you can say it right now. You don't have to wait till Kiddush tonight. You can do it right now in the middle of the street. Oh, really? So l'choira a riot of Nachman by the fact that it says that you're trying to say that the Havamina was man kol shiva and kol shmoina, that even though we don't have a kois the rest of Yom Tiv, during Chol HaMoed we don't take our kois, it's a riot of Nachman. That the Gemara said before, that if you forgot to go and say Shechiyonu on day 1, that you can say it all 7 days. And you said you have to say it a kois. No problem. Bring a kois. Take out a kois from your shafa. Take it out from the cabinet. Go and fill it with wine. On Chol HaMoed, make a Bayer Priya Govin. Don't say Kiddush. Make a Bayer Priya Govin. Say Shechiyonu. No problem. Says Yomara, okay, Hotenach, Atzeres Rosh Hashanah. That teretz works for Sukkot and Pesach and Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, if you forgot it the first day, you can continue. Yom Kippur Mecha. How are you going to go and say Shechionu on Yom Kippur? You just got finished saying you have to say it ala kos. So, yes, it works for Sukkot and Pesach and Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur, what type of kos? Im avarach alei b'shasi lei, if you're going to go and tell me, you know what? I have a good idea. Go and Erev Yom Kippur, when it's still half an hour before, a quarter of an hour before the Zman, go and take a kos, and you want to be moisif ala koidish, anyway, this is a din of Toisis Yom Kippurim, so you want to be moisif, so go and take out a kos, and you go and you're going to make a bracha ala kos, by a big oven, and make a shechionu, and drink it. There's one big problem. Kim the Omer Zman, as soon as the shechionu, Kablis Alei, V'osalei, even though according to the calendar and according to your watch, it's still Erev Yontif, if you're Mekabel Yontif by saying Shechionu, that itself is a Kabbalas Yontif. Even if you say, I'm not Mekabel Yontif, no, I'm not being Mekabel Yontif, Rabbi say, I'm not Mekabel Yontif. It's too late. If you're saying Shechionu, Shechionu, Lazman Azeh, what means Lazman Azeh? Not the Erev Yontif, to Yontif. So, you won't be able to drink it. The Omer Erev Yontif, Barab L'Rav. Me badless. What is this all about? Ika chosim and a sefer. Rashi tells us that there was a story once that in Rav's community, it was a very, very dark Erev Shabbos. It was very cloudy. It was so cloudy, and most people, their watches weren't working that day, or the sands had already gone through 12 times, and they thought it was already Shabbos. So they davened Kabbalah Shabbos early, and then after Kabbalah Shabbos was all over, they walk outside, and guess what? No more clouds, it's sunny. And now the question is, can I still do malacha, or can't I do malacha? So Rabbi Yehuda bar Abba said to Rav, me badless, when that occurred, and you daven Shemona Esrei earlier, and you daven Kabbalah Shabbos earlier, did you do malacha subsequently? Were you mavdil? It's not havdola from Matzah Shabbos. Were you mavdil from doing malacha? Did you stop and refrain from doing malacha? V'omalei avad in v'dilna. Avad, of course. Once I said Shabbos, Kabbalah Shabbos, of course I was mavdil. I didn't go and do any malacha. See here too? As soon as you go and make your kiddush, and you go and you make your bar prigov, and you say Shechianu, it's already too late. So you won't be able to drink. I have a good idea. Make a bracha shechion and just leave the kos there. You can't go make brachas without being toyin. If you made a bracha by Rigoth and shechion, you got to be toyin. And it's Yom Kippur. Lastly, Inuka, let's give it to a tinnik to go and drink. And have him go and drink. After all, he's only a tinnik, he's not a mitzvah.
What if there's no
That's a good problem. But let's assume that there are tinoikas around. Says the Gemara, less hilchas like Rav Acha. We do not paskin like Rav Acha that under such circumstances we give to a tinik, because dilma asa lemesrach. Because we're afraid that this tinik, when he gets older, he will say, I remember when I was 8 years old, they gave me to go and drink on Yom Kippur, and I'm a Jewish kid, I had a bris when I was 8 days old, I remember. Anyway, so the point is, we're afraid that Chas v'Shalom he might go off the derech as a result, so we don't want to go and allow Tinoikis to do Averis on our behalf to be Yoitza the Shailas. So bottom line is, so what are we going to do now? When are we going to go and make the Shechionu? So therefore, the Choyr is a stark araya that you don't make Shechionu on Yom Kippur, and presumably not on Rosh Hashanah, because there's no way of doing the Yom Kippur Shechionu. So
does it have to always be attached to food?
You and I would say no. But the Gemara asked, because Mokabin and Kois, they have to have a Kois. The Gemara assumed that you have to do it all the Kois.
When I get a new suit, I take a glass of wine to make the on the
suit. Okay. So Tamar may have what you're saying, there is truth to what you're saying in reverse. Meaning that, as you know, tomorrow night there's a minig to go and say Shechionu, and you have all types of exotic fruits that you make the Shechionu on. Why do we have all those exotic fruits? For those of you who don't have exotic fruits, you can still buy them today. You can go and buy.
Because if it's a Yom HaRichta and we say Shechionu the night before, then why are we saying it again?
Beautiful. That's exactly right. Because, no, 100% right. Because of that suffix, because it's Yom HaRichta, it's one long 48-hour period. Why are we saying Shechionu? I already said Shechionu on Yom Tov once, why I say it twice? So, if you have the exotic fruits, it's fine. If you don't, it says in Halacha, if you just bought a brand new suit and it rises to the level that you make Shechionus in your brand new suits, then you can make the Shechionu on the new suit. It even says that about the... Sorry?
On Yom Kippur, on an erot, lighting the candles, your wife would make it.
Yeah, that's true. And even we make it, of course, on Yom Kippur night in Shul in the Machzor. But it is not La'alocha. La'alocha, we do say it on Yom Kippur, we don't do it alakais. That's true. As far as Bizman is there about making a shachiyon on a new suit, it says it depends if this person really has a simcha. Remember years ago when people were not of, were of much more modest means, very often a person got a new suit once every 20 years. And he went to the tailor and he gave him the yarn and he gave him the beg and the fabric and he made a brand new suit for him. As being a ganti yomtif, you know, first suit in 20 years. But today that many people buy three suits in a year. So you're telling me because he used to last 20 years. Okay, whatever the reason, historically you're right. Or maybe it was shining for 20 years. It doesn't make a difference. But the point is, this is a big simcha. But today a lot of people go into the store and they take three off the racks and they charge, pay $100, $200 each and finish, you know, one, two, three.
So Shachiyano is not tied to an event, an occurrence. It's tied to the day. So if you said Shachiyanu in the morning, you can't say it at night, even though you may have had two Shachiyanu experiences.
I'm not sure what you mean.
So let's say you're making Shachiyanu, but you're required for you making Kiddush
on Yom Tov.
On Yom Tov,
right? Did you make it at night in Kiddush?
Yes.
Then don't make another Shachiyanu until the second night if you're in Chutz Laretz, and if in Eretz Yisrael, don't make it at all until Shmini Atzeret.
So it's not tied to if I wear a new suit. It's not tied to if I.
That's a different story. If during Yom Tov, as well as any day of the year, 365 days a year, if on those days you have tremendous hanor from a new event, such as getting a brand new fruit that you've never eaten or that you haven't eaten in a year and you're so happy about it and you smile, you can make a shachiyanu. That's not, you can do that any time. And Yom Kippur, don't eat the fruit. As far as a new suit, if the suit rises to the occasion, you have a tremendous simcha from it, yes, you can make a shachiyanu. There's even a shayla in the poskim, if you wrote your first sefer and you printed your first sefer, whether you make a shachiyanu. So Meshem Daniel, when you write your first sefer, we will go through the mafarshim and see whether you should or should not make a bracha. Okay, but then that, I don't think you. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, my Havila, what's the bottom line? Yes or no? Shadrua Rabbanu L'Rav Yemar Saba Kamed Rav Chizda V'Mali Yoyme D'Rei Shata. We wanted to know halacha lemaisa. Do you say Shechiyonu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, yes or no? So, the best way to find out is to go and experience it yourself. Shadru Rabbanan, the rabbis in the yeshiva, sent a messenger. Who was the messenger? Rav Yemar Saba. Rav Yemar, the senior. And they sent him Kam to Rav Chisda. Presumably he lived very close to Rav Chisda, so it wasn't a major tircha for him to walk across the street. Maybe he was his next door neighbor, maybe he lived on the same floor in the same apartment building. And he went to Rav Chisda. They asked him B'mali Yoyma, Mali Yoyma means Erev, to Reishata of Rosh Hashanah. When's this year Erev Rosh Hashanah? Today. They asked him, not now, but about 1500 or 1700 years ago, whenever this
is.
Yeah, a few hours. I don't know, it was early in the morning, the afternoon. But the Maisa, they asked him, Rav Yemar Saba, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, please go to Rav Chisda and see what he does on Rosh Hashanah. He's going to make Kiddush tonight. Is he going to say Shechiyanu? Is he not going to say Shechiyanu? Omrulay, so they said to him, Zil Chazi Heichi Ovid Ovda. Go and see how he does it. And To'imalan. And when you finished, come back and tell us. Kichazia, when he arrived at Rav Chizda's home, Rav Chizda saw Rav Yemar Saba, and he said to himself, Rav Yemar Saba didn't come to talk politics. He didn't come to talk about the kniks. He came with a purpose. And as the Gemara says, Omalei, Dalyua L'retiva Rafsa Lei Biduchte. What does that mean? So Rashi says on the bottom, what it means is that a person that is holding on to a moist piece of wood, he is not seeking to throw it into the fire to burn, because it's moist wood, it's not going to burn. So why is he holding it? What are you going to do with this l'chayra, unnecessary piece of wet wood? It must mean because you needed the mokkaim where it was standing. It was on the table and you wanted to get rid of it. So you're here for a purpose. You're carrying this piece of wood for a purpose to remove it from the table. Look at the last Rashi. Hamagbia Eitzlach, last line. Habia Eitzlach, a person who picks up a moist piece of wood, and a royal hasik, he can't use it for a fire. But you do know for sure, Shetarchalim Koimai, it's because he needs the mokkaim where this Eitzlach was sitting on the table. There's no question about it. He doesn't need this piece of wood. Shalchinim leibir, and he didn't just pick it up because he's doing exercises now. There's a good reason why he picked it up. Kolaimar, and therefore he was telling him was al chinam lebas lekan. Rav Yehuda Saba, I know you didn't come over here just to say good yomtiv. You had a deeper agenda, an ulterior motive. So if you look at the what are the literal words of the Gemara, dal yula retiva. If you're holding up a retiva, retiva means something which is wet, a wet piece of wood. Refasal lebeduchte is because the place where it was lying was, if you will, somewhat weak, and therefore that's why you're removing it from that place. So that you came with something in mind. And Rav Chisda knew what he had in mind, and so therefore he said, no, let's start Kiddush. I used to the Kasa the Chamra, Kodesh, he made Kiddush, and he said, a Shechiyanu.
How could he not have known from previous years what people did? I mean, this is not the first time of Rosh Hashanah in Jewish history. This is, I mean, for years, I mean, these Rebbeim make Kiddush on Rosh Hashanah, their fathers, their grandfathers.
Now there's Rafa the Hakim.
What do they forgot? I mean, what is this? It's not Pesach, or Pesach going on Shabbos that happens occasionally. We can't remember what we did last time. How do we bring the Karm Pesach up? This happens every couple of years.
Did you ever hear of Rebbein Tam's Tefillin?
Of course.
What is Rebbein Tam? How is that different than Rashi's?
The sequence of Parshios in the
How is it possible that Rebbein Tam didn't know what the sequence was? He has to say the Rashi, right? He looks in that. How is your machloikas in Klal Yisrael? So what's the answer?
It was forgotten. It was unclear. It was disputed.
It was disputed already for many generations, and presumably this Shaila was already disputed years before.
And we're trying to nail down the halacha.
Exactly. Probably half of them said, "Well, my father, my grandfather, remember he did say Shechianu." The other one says, "I remember he didn't say Shechianu." So who's right and who's wrong? Let's find out. Rav Chisda is among the Gedoyli Hador, and let's see how he does it. And they found that he does say Zman after all. Velchus va'oimer Zman b'Rosh Hashanah ubiyon kibrun like we do. Velchus Zman oimer afilu b'shuk, that if you forgot to say it at Kiddush, you can say it even the next day during the day in the middle of the street, even if you're not holding on to the cup of wine. And that's the halach, both by Sukkis and by Pesach. If you forgot to go and say, because again this comes up very rarely, but if you were to forget to go and say Shechianu, you could say the Gantz Cholamayit. Now the question is, what about Shavuos? So there's a Chok Yankiv, which is brought by the Be'er Heitev in Shulchan Aruch, that the Chok Yankiv says that on Shavuos you could also say Shechianu for 5 or 6 more days after Yom Kippur is over. There's the exactly. However, the Elio Rabba and the Mishnah Brura and the Mepri Megodim say, Cholili, you can't do that. Why can't you do that? Because when do you go and say that you can continue saying the Zman if it's still the Zman of Yom Tif? Meaning that Cholam Moed, you can, if it's Sukkot, you still take the Esrei Kelulav. And if you go into the Sukkah, Yishem Sukkah. And of course, you have the special Musafin. And when it comes to Pesach, although there's no longer an absolute mitzvah to go and eat matzah, then the Goyen holds it, you're Mekayim a mitzvah. Tony Chometz, good. And number two, you do have the Musafin, you say a Karb Musaf. So there is some continuation of Yatav. But here, after Sukkot, after Shavuos is over for the next 5 days, what should I Shavuos? So they are very upset about this Chok Yankim. They say, Chuli the Dot. However, in Maril Diskin says, the reason why you still have a mitzvah that applies even post Yantiv, there's one more mitzvah. And that mitzvah, he says, is to Mekabel Pnei Raboi Beregel. It's a mitzvah to go and accompany Rabbi to go and greet your Rebbe on Yontif. This halacha applies not only the first days of Yontif, but also the whole Chol Hamoed. And since Hukish Shavuos to Sukkot and to Pesach, that this mitzvah of being accompany on the Meregel applies 7 days, even post Shavuos, even after Shavuos is up. So therefore, says the Maril Diskin, according to the Chok Yankiv, when could you go and make the Shechianu? When you're going to be Mekabel Pnei Rabbi? Oh, I'm doing a mitzvah, and therefore it would be shaykh to continue saying Shechianu the entire week. But again, the Mishnah Berurah Pasul Halacha, one shouldn't.
Don't say Tachlin that morning.
We don't say Tachlin the whole week. So we stop over here, Rabbi Yisai. Have a good Kibben Shjar, Aksiv Achsimatev, Akitkiv, and Mitzvah. We're going to continue on Tzim Gedalia, but we're not going to start Tzim Gedalia Daf. We're going to do the second day of Rosh Hashanah Daf. You're wondering why? The reason is because we have a tape from last Machzor that Rabbi Shai and Barry and Rabbi Shai were able to unearth from previous. Yeah, and therefore we have Namaz. That's a great tape. We don't have tape in the day, so we're going to tape that on Sunday night.
But why didn't we say Tachmas today, by the way?
Okay, we'll talk about that in a moment. In the meantime, Rabbi Yisai, throughout the year, very often I don't listen to your questions, or I don't answer them correctly, or they answer them in a comical way. I don't give you proper respect. I don't say the right shot. This happens on a daily basis, whether you realize it or not. And therefore, I ask Mechila from all of you. And I
hope you
Yeah. We all need Mechila.
I love all of you.
I need Mechila.